From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
We're going to be thinking about God's first appeal to the first sinner. That, of course, involves Adam in the Garden of Eden. And yet there are great similarities between Adam and ourselves. Please take time to listen to the Word of God. But before that, I'm going to play you Charles Wesley's great hymn, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. I would like to talk to you about God's first words to the first sinner. We read them in Genesis chapter 3 and the verse 9. Where art thou? This was God speaking to Adam after he fell and after he disobeyed him. And he said, where art thou? God's first words to the first sinner. We cannot identify with Adam in his state of perfection. When we view him after the fall, that is quite a different matter. Suddenly we see disobedience, we see failure, we see guilt, we see deception, we see the depths of our own depravity, we see our own hearts in him. In 1 Corinthians 15:22 we read, for as in Adam, all die. And as we see our sins in Adam, so we also see God's love to us in his love and in his mercy towards Adam. And as God came looking for Adam, so God comes looking for us. He came into the garden as a creator, as a father. He uttered one of the most moving calls in all of history to the perfect man whom he had created, who was perfect no longer because he had sinned. And God simply said, Adam, where art thou? This was a shrewd call. Adam behaved as if God did not know and as if God could not find him. He thought that he could hide from God. But this call from God exposed the foolishness of running from the Lord. God was essentially saying to this man, I know what you've done. I know you're trying to hide. You cannot hide from me. Oh, the perception of God. Oh, the eyes of the Lord. Adam, where art thou? In 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9, we read, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth. The one who is calling you knows every particular of your life. He knows those secrets that you try to hide. And you may obscure them from the view of others, even from the view of those that are really close to you. You'd be ashamed and embarrassed, humiliated, if they knew about your life. And God knows. And he sees you right there as you do what you do and as you think what you think. And he sees. Where are you? It was a schooling call. This call was designed to teach Adam concerning his sin and his failure. You see, as Adam tried to hide from God, he tried to cover himself up. We are told that Adam and Eve, they tore fig leaves, and they sewed those fig leaves together to make a raiment, to make a garment, and they thought that that would cover their sin. Suddenly they felt ashamed of themselves, and so they made those simple garments. They put a lot of effort into it. But God was coming to teach Adam that the works of his own hands could never cover his sin, could never make him acceptable in the sight of the Lord. Man today sows his fig leaves through good works, through religion. And he thinks that this is enough, but this is not enough. And God comes to you today and he says, where are you? This was a sad call. Adam had rebelled against his generous creator. What had God given to him? God had given to him life. Not just life, but everlasting life. He had given to him intelligence. Made him the crown of creation. Give him power and control over all the beasts. And giving him intelligence, he gave him dominion. He gave him a body, a perfect body that did not know sickness. A body with perfect eyesight, perfect hearing. Every sense was finely tuned. He gave him a marriage. Gave him a beautiful wife called Eve as a partner to share that paradise with. And yet Adam had spurned the generosity of his God. And now we can sense the sorrow, sense the pain in the very heart of God as he says, Adam, where are you? What have you done with what I have given you? God calls you today as one who has given you life. He has not just given you life, but he has given you his son. He sent his only son to the cross to die for you. And yet you have turned away from his son. And you've tried to go your own way, and still God comes to you with sadness, and he says, Where are you? This was a stimulating call. It was a call designed to draw Adam out of those bushes. God could have come into that garden, sought out Adam instantly, punished him. But God didn't do that. He called him so that Adam would come to him. And that's what God's doing today. God is calling you so that you might come to him. He's drawing you gently and graciously. Well, how should you respond to that? You should respond to that by prayer. You should respond to that by confessing your sin. You should respond to that by repenting of your sin, turning away from it, by giving yourself wholeheartedly to the Lord. Will you not do that? Will you not be stimulated by the seeking voice of the Lord today? It was a saving call. It was a call designed to save Adam. And Adam came out of those bushes. He fell down before the Lord. He had to confess. And then God promised that one day there would be a Saviour. One day there would be one born of the woman who would bruise the head of the serpent. His heel would be bruised, but the serpent would be vanquished forever. And this was the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed Saviour. And Adam and Eve waited for that, and they did not see him. But thousands of years later, Christ would come in the fullness of the time, born of a woman made under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. He would come to redeem Adam and Eve, and he would come to redeem us all, the guilty sons of Adam. Thank God there's a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. A door has been opened that we can go in. Calvary's cross is where we begin when we come as sinners to Jesus. And when God's calling you today, he's calling you as one who sent his Son to save you from your sins. But finally, this was a solemn call. God came as Adam's Saviour. But one day Christ is going to come, and he's not going to come as Saviour in that day. He's going to come as Judge. Christ will appear, and there will be those who will try to hide from him, just as Adam and Eve tried to hide. We are told that some will call for the rocks and mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the wrath of him that sitteth upon the throne. We are told that the most powerful men in the world will on that day quake with fear, and will lose their minds, and will try and hide from the Lord, but they will not hide. And Christ will seek them out and bring them before his great white throne and send them away to weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Don't be among those people in that day. Don't wait for that time when Christ will come and seek you out for judgment. He's coming and seeking you out today for salvation. Oh, respond to that. Come to the Saviour and seek him as your Lord and as your Redeemer. Because remember, he is seeking you. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.